on book Little G, still continuing, starting November 25th, 1973, and running through February of 1974. So again, not a very long period of time. And starting on Sunday, November 25th. I haven't made any comment, by the way, that all these images are appear to have been taken on a Polaroid film, at least somewhere. This is quite obvious on the gel image on facing page one. 4X Hellings, 0.5% Seachem, 2 volts per centimeter, run overnight. And even by what I would know now, the electrophoresis is fairly good, especially as one might expect of the digests, where the DNA is smaller. With a comment that DV653 appears a lot faster than DV1, but doesn't check with the run on F48. So trying to use the gel to determine what's going on there much faster than experiments with the electron microscope, but can be used to guide the electron microscope study. R1 digest from Fred Blattner. Lambda dB tetramer, optical density 1.2, digested by Fred, or made by Randy. I don't remember who Randy was. I could probably find out. From Fred Blattner's lab, R1 digest in big capital. And then on the following page, Monday 26, these digests looking at it, the DV F11/30 digest, very clear multiple bands of a typical phage digest, but lambda DV F144 digest is rather poor, and then a whole bunch of R1 digests of control lambda DV 453 shows no effect of the digest, which perhaps means there is no R1 site there. Let's see what I concluded. Fred suggests that diluting the enzyme might have killed it all the temperature, and then tested R1 over 5 plus the control briefly, and ran on a 10 volt per centimeter gel, and came to the conclusion that the enzyme is dead. So repeated on the following page. Hellings 4 and DV digests, and lambda DV digest, and digestion. But the gels are informative. Going to talk about the electron micrographs, and electron micrographs of F and S. From F140, book F140, show all bands have the same length, but S is mainly linear. F is query, F is circle, query, faint, pre-S, with one nick and S with a double-stranded break, was the thought. Continuing this type of thought, for example, on page 10, with a comment that if the double surface circle, the circle of double-stranded DNA versus one nick or versus two double-strand break is confirmed, we can recheck with prone naive, etc., etc. With some solid orange G dye PK13 to look at what was happening to the pH. So learning to digest in different ways in the following pages. One digests of 653 on November 30th, page 17, with diagrams of what I interpreted the products to be. Conclusion that the enzyme is stopped by heating at this is our one digest. The enzyme is stopped by heating to 70 degrees and Hellings by 4 buffer with the 0.5% agarose gel will resolve well. What became again the standard protocol for making gels. R1 digests at 0 degrees centigrade on Saturday, December 1st, and with thoughts of varying the sodium chloride concentration to shift the reaction rates. Of course, it would have been better to think about magnesium, but I don't know that I was sophisticated enough to know that. Rather poor pair, one gel poor, one gel good on page 20. The bottom gel is really quite poor, but the top gel is quite a nice gel. I'm looking at R1 and R1 plus ND3 now, called HIN, H-I-N, Roman 3. It would be ND3, cots of lambda DV653. Where R1 does not cut, but R1 plus ND3 appears to cut. I'm not too quite sure what the conclusion is, but anyway, the comment says, looked as if the samples were mixed. It suggests that HIN3 old was really R1 plus N3 and UV, etc., and repeat some problem about labeling and whether the samples are correctly labeled. So the repeat. Is set off on page 25 of Lambda DV 653 with Old Hindi 3, New Hindi 3, etc. And Bernese R1. But Gel had a problem. Accident cooling failed. Even so, clear that Hindi 3 plus R1 is the same as Hindi 3. Is equivalent to Hindi 3, equivalent to R1, to a first approximation. Only the old Hindi 3 is different. That confirms an earlier gel. Not at all obvious what is being meant there, but they're trying to solve the digestion problem. And continuing these tests on page 27. And the beginning of plotting migration on a logarithmic scale on page 26, G26 gel, phage, and plotting the migration of point of sample on the gel. First plot of that type that I have seen in the notebooks at this point. Going on with digestion, various preparations. And now beginning to have a map of what to expect with different preparations. These are E. coli DNA, presumably, and a map on page 32 and showing KH54 DNA and beginning to see where the enzymes cut to in the various preparations, so learning to look at maps of DNA. Hindi 3 cuts on page 33. Now again on page 34, a nice plot of the G34 gel where size and migration are on a straight line with a logarithmic plot. Quite a pretty plot. This was page 35 was R1 and Hindi 3 rechecks. So continue with these double digests, single and double R1 and Hindi 3. With a realization on page 39 that the order of adding the enzymes and plus or minus inactivation could be important. And with the conclusion that it's therefore safe to use Hindi 3 and inactivate before then following with EcoR1 digest. Time series with Hindi 3 on page 41 and with the gels on page 40. comment, disappointing. The kinetics are very dubious. Looks as if all the enzymes are dying very rapidly. and are therefore all or none digest. There isn't a time effect. You get an initial time and then nothing further happens. Not yet knowing how to digest DNA. Stability tests of Hindi-3 and of Hin and R1. Stability tests on page 45. The results confirm the instability of R1, which is not improved by Mercap to ethanol. No evidence that Hin-3 is unstable. Stoichiometry tests with Hin-3, 47. To test the effect of different amounts of enzyme. It's quite a nice gel, 1% Helling's 1, 10 volts per centimeter, and a very clear result of this is in the presence of ATP Hindi-3, that the digester depends on the amount of enzyme added and repeat exactly, but using 5 minutes for all of them. But the result is a very definite demonstration that you have to digest completely and have enough enzyme there. Some tests of Hindi-3 and E2 colocin. Colocins behave somewhat like Hindi-3, therefore talk to Nomura, and he suggests that the E2 would be the best candidate of the colocins. The conclusion being this preparation of E2 is a powerful nuclease at this high concentration, test low concentration. It just digested completely and gave no specific bands. E2 further tests, slight residual activity at 1/10, but nothing below, no sign of a useful enzyme. And conclusions of a Hindi-3 digestion on page 55. Looking for sticky ends of P. Galfa 8 on page 57. Some DNA from Radding. Very promising. Looks as if B189 Radding is clean except for a cut between P and Q. Looking at the maps, this is a lambda lysogen, I imagine. Good experiment on page 61, Phi 80, Cigna, and B519 tests. He's looking at the product and plotting the gel. The result is that Signet and Phi 80 do not have the 13.5% rad band or the 9.5% C72 band. Therefore, something is wrong. Continue with the analysis of gels and bands of the HIN 3 data on page 62 and 63. Quite a good gel. And attempts at a scheme on page 65, showing all of the maps of all of the lambda lysogens and what they what I thought they should be. And then comparing digests but on the gel. Mapping these bacteriophages and the bacterial lysogens has begun to take over in these experiments. The aim of which, the ultimate aim of which, is getting lost. I seem to have been hooked by gel digests and mapping. Not an uncommon problem of mine to get hooked on a different type of experiment while attempting to solve a primary problem. Though here again, DV squared GAL 120 tests. Perhaps getting a little closer, but the gel is rather a mess. Bulk DV GAL 120 on page 79, Monday, December 31st. It looks, we comment, it looks very promising. They prepare individual bands for tests. Worrying about GAL 120 not being cut by HINDI 3 scheme if it wasn't cut on page 81, New Year's Day. New buffers being made for the Digest on page 85, worrying a little bit about them getting into trouble, and now not enough of the restriction enzyme. New bacteriophages on Friday the 4th. Continuing to test a Digest. On Saturday, January 5th, page 95 in big red, big black magic marker type of thing. Fred solved it. Keep the 9% cut as one and use the left cut as the second. Showing an example for what might be done in order to get on the left-hand page the replication bubble. Protease K test and new HIN 3. From Daniel Stafford, Department of Zoology, UNC, whom I later came to know much better, Stafford at UNC. He uses a proteinase K at 60 degrees in place of pronase and gets low nick rate. Like I said, of course, that's a problem if the enzymes have nucleases in them. If the proteolytic enzymes have nucleases in them, you can't get a good product. And the conclusion from this is that proteinase K is equivalent to pronase at 10 times the concentration, so use it. But no signs of nuclease in either of them, so both of them were good, the pronase and the proteinase K, but proteinase K is better. Marshall Edgell and Clyde Hutchinson, then these are guys in North Carolina whom I've come to know much better at a later stage. First mention I have ever seen of people from North Carolina, good notice. So I'll look at this page again. Marshall Edgell and Clyde Hutchinson gave me new mutant strain Haemophilus influenza and some of its only HIN, and probably the same as HIN 3. Etc., etc. A little bit muddly, but the conclusion is, etc., as mentioned about the pronases. But here we are, Marshall Edgell, who is a lifelong friend now, and Clyde Hutchinson, who is no longer alive, but was for a long time a friend also at Chapel Hill. Stafford. Yes, it's note here is of Daniel Stafford, and it's actually Darrell Stafford, D-A-R-R-E-L, but I didn't know that name as a first name at that time, so I wrote down Daniel Stafford. But all of these people became later much influential in my going to Chapel Hill with Nobuya Maeda and their inviting me to come following her. So Marshall Edgeo, Clyde Hutchison and Darrell Stafford are introduced to me on Saturday, on this introduction on the beginning of 1974. It's going to be 15 years before I pursue that contact. It was 89, wasn't it? So these two pages must be considered quite precious, sir, not because of the science, but because of the scientists on those pages, who later, as I said, were very important in my history. So continuing on our recipe on the next page from Bill Middleton on restriction endonucleases from Haemophilus influenzae, the HIN enzymes. We're going on with phenol extracts, page 105, January 15, bulk preparations of F1 gal lambda and digesting it with HIN3 for electron microscopy on page 109. The gels have the result. The results show no further R1 action on second test, or that it should have been heated to melt overlaps, etc., etc. Testing R1 digests of the different materials. Page 113 is concerned with some beta 2 microglobulin experiments again. From Reisfeld, and one had 36 milligrams and one had 43 milligrams. This was cutting beta 2 microglobulin with cyanogen bromide to cut at the methionines on the following page, 115. And also cutting with papain on page 117. So why I was back with beta 2 microglobulin at that point, I'm not really quite sure. Sunday, January 20th, trying to digest lambda 72 with R1, and with a comment that the result shows that the R1 is nearly dead, only a little left with a new sample. reading the digest. Trying digest with or without W2 without L1, whatever L1 was. Repeating a lambda p gal the 8 for electron microscope on Thursday, January 24th. So the aim of electron microscopy still continuing. With a comment on page 127, good, W2 with L1 is okay. A different enzyme, a Serratia enzyme from Burnie. Quite good gel and reasonable blot versus size. Continuing to map these deletions on possibility of deletions in on page 131 W2L1. Cut Hindi 3 or him phenylated and back to dialysis. Comparing W2 with him 3 again. Raft of instructions on page 136 of how to from Dolores Stephenson how to spread the DNA, very detailed typewritten instructions. So continuing with preparing HIN3 for the electron microscope, HIN3 nitrogens. for the plan was on page 138 to take 1W first and cold, etc., and seed on Thursday, feed on Friday, block on Sunday, unblock on Monday, and label, change the cold, re-block or harvest on Monday and release Tuesday, harvest or re-block on Tuesday evening. So a scheme with a different sample numbers there. And these are experiments. Not clear from here what cells are being used here in this experiment. But they are some type of eukaryotic cell, probably, because the pen strip was being used. And calcium and Coulter counter of these so. And the cells were being fed, etc.
Good morning.
A complete change of direction in these, because here was harvesting chromosomes on page 145. In the colchicine used to block the cells in mitosis. And this is continuing. And the following pages have nothing, that's the end of the book, but there are a whole bunch of W2, L1 control, etc. images that may make some sense if I look at them. Yes, and the book ends with about 10 images, electron micrographs, that are very dark and very difficult to see that there is DNA on them. These are W2, L1 control, W2, L1, Hindi-3, diluted 1 over 27, etc., diluted 1 over 9, and so on and so forth, control diluted 1 over 9. And if one looks very carefully, it's possible to see that there's a large amount of DNA on these, but the images are really very difficult to see, and there is no attempt to interpret them at the end of this book. But there was a large amount of DNA on these grids. And so that ends Book G.